You're listening to Central Illinois Business. Good morning. Hi, Alex Ruggieri here. Thanks for joining us on the show. I have Debbie Hensley here with me. She is the owner and founder of Your Best Third Third.
Yes. Welcome. Thank you. It's great to be here.
What is Your Best Third Third?
Well, a few years ago, I turned 60.
Okay.
And had a party. Stopped dyeing my hair, got a little sassy.
Yeah, yeah.
And a couple of days later, I was thinking about being 60 and realized my mother was 90.
Wow.
And so did the math. That's 30 years if I live to be 90. Actually, my mother lived until she was 94.
Oh, God bless her.
So if I live to be 90, 30 years is a third of my life. So
yes,
that's the third third.
Oh, the third third.
Yeah.
I get it. Wow.
Yeah.
I love that.
So how, you know, what am I going to do for another third of my life? It was kind of overwhelming.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And, you know, gee whiz, we always talk about the golden years, right? And as long as you have your health, they can be very rewarding.
If you think about it and plan for it.
Right.
Because, you know, you and I are sort of in the same.
Yeah, absolutely. I've blown past my 60th birthday. Turned 61.
So. Okay, well, yeah. I will be getting my Medicare card next month. So, and actually, we're kind of in the silver years, the two of us.
That's
so.
Right, the silver years.
But I think that our parents had a reasonable expectation that they would work until they were 65, go on Social Security, travel for a few years, and then probably die at around 72, right? Because that was the reasonable life expectancy, and that's how it happened.
Actuarials proved it out that way.
Yeah. Sure. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, now, you and I, if we have that mindset, there's a chance that, like with my mother, we're going to live 25 more years than what we planned for or what we thought of.
Right.
And so my whole thing with Your Best Third Third is how to help you, not just Alex, but, you know, you people out there, really be considerate so that when we do have this whole third third of our life, that we're satisfied with it, that we're doing it on purpose and with intention.
And what kinds of things do you focus on?
Well, one of the big things that I have worked with for years and years, 30 years, and have used this information with thousands of people is helping them understand their wiring.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you're outgoing, you're personable, you obviously get a lot of energy from interaction with people, right?
I do.
So there are times that you might have to go and sit in a room and be quiet, you know, if you have to do that, focus on the computer, do comps for whatever. But then you have to go and recover from that. You can be the way that you're not wired, but then you function best in your wiring.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things I like to do is help people figure out, first off, how are you wired?
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I have a little free quiz on my website that is just kind of an introductory, like, take this 7-question free quiz. How are you wired? And then you can start to think, you know, am I energized by people contact, by caring for people, by creating things, or by, you know, adventure or whatever. So, but then there's just a whole lot of building on your life up to this point. Our first third, we generally spend learning. So kind of from age 1 to 30, we're learning, figuring it out, you know, getting all of the skills that we need to. In our second third, we earn. So from 30 to 60, we're kind of focused on family and money and being secure in those ways.
Right, right, right.
So what I do through speaking, through workshops, that kind of thing, is help people build on all of their learning in their first third and all of their earning in their second third so that they can begin to design their best third third.
Wow, that's fantastic. How does it work?
Well, it's a process.
Okay.
It's a process. So I think I've been doing this kind of work for a long time.
Sure. Yeah. I remember you came in and did my whole team.
Right.
The psychological profile. That was probably 20 years ago. I don't remember now.
Right.
But
it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
And so I think with that, what I'm focused on now is more like doing, like I said, speaking. Like I was able to be one of the speakers with That's What She Said this year.
Yeah.
That was really, really fun.
Yeah.
And I have some other speaking events that I'm coming up. One of them is a weekend retreat for an organization. Another one is a business women's organization. So I think some of that is just getting people aware of that so they begin to think of it. And then, of course, I have programs and processes that people can kind of do self-discovery.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a little bit evolving.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And so, you know, you start doing this and then you figure out who needs it and
right.
what do they need.
Right.
So a little bit of it is customized.
Well, I mean, I was just wondering if somebody out there listening says, I need that. I mean, how would it work?
Right.
I mean, would they just reach out to you and you would consult with them? Or is there a class? Or how does it? Is there a curriculum? Or how does it work?
Right. Well, on our website, we do have several different workshops that I do.
Okay.
There are also, right now, there's considering wiring a whole life on purpose, kind of understanding your wiring. So it's an online course that involves, you know, once you get signed up for it, then you take an assessment and then you have both videos and then emails that kind of follow
wow.
up.
Wow.
And so I have a newsletter that goes out, yeah. well, usually weekly.
Okay.
you know
okay.
how that works, right?
Yeah, sure.
And so it's just beginning to be able to figure out what people are looking for and then really fill that need. I'm working on an ebook, of course,
cool.
called Which Old Woman Will You Be? And I have a friend that says, what about me? He's a man. I'm like, well, it can be which old woman or man.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, when I talk to like financial planners, because we as baby boomers, we get a lot of information about financial planning, right? And healthcare. You mm-hmm. mentioned mm-hmm. health at the
right,
beginning.
Right.
So when I talk to financial planners, I ask them, you know, what do people need that come and talk? So, well, what we need is people to know what they want. Because somebody comes in and says, I need to have enough money to retire.
Right.
And so the first question, of course, is, what do you want to do in retirement?
Define retirement.
Yeah. And most of their clients, from the ones I've talked to, say, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you know how much money you need if you don't know what you want to do?
Right.
And so this is really a lot of, and it doesn't start when you're 60 or 65. I'm finding that people in their third are the ones that's the time to really start planning it. Because
mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. with Which Old Woman Will You Be? The idea is that, you know, we're going to end up the way we are, only more. Because
mm-hmm.
as we get older, we have less of a filter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we
mm-hmm.
care less what other people think,
yeah,
and we
yeah.
just have less
right.
energy to pretend.
Right. right, right.
And so if we've been a little bit critical and grumpy our whole life, when we're really old, we're probably going to be
a lot more.
Yes, exactly.
And grumpy, right.
So the choices that we're making and the way we're investing our lives in that second third, and maybe especially from 40 to 65, is really defining how we can have a fulfilling and satisfying third.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Because many of the topics you're talking about and subjects are things that I've been thinking a lot about. Because, you know, like I said, I just turned 61 and I'm like, what am I going to do? I mean, the kids are all grown. Heck, I've got a grandkid in high school. I mean, you know, it's starting to be where, like, okay, it's kind of your time now, and what are you going to do with it? And I enjoy working, so for the foreseeable future, we'll keep working. And kind of what I do is something you can really do, you know. I remember Mr. O'Malley was 85 when he died, and he was still building a building.
Yeah.
You know, and a good friend of mine just recently passed. He had a closing, you know, big closing. And then went in for surgery and unfortunately didn't survive the surgery, but he was like 75. But I mean, you know, that's the way to go, you know, is, and I like what Dave's doing. I mean, he's turned, you know, your husband Dave
right.
with the Real Copper Canyon Tours.
Right.
He's turned a passion into also a livelihood, but it's also a lifestyle.
Right, exactly.
So, I mean, you know, I kind of, all these things have been going through my brain.
Right.
And that's why when I got your thing and I watched the video you did with the with
Carrie Russo. She said project.
It was kind of a cool thing. And I was just totally intrigued. And I think this is something whose time has come and you're onto something, and love to shine a light on it because it's timely.
Well, you know, one of the workshops that I have is called Life on Purpose, because what I find I'm really passionate about and have been passionate about, you know, you look back and think, yeah, there's this theme, and it's just to help people live life on purpose. You know, if we have a victim mentality, that means that we're letting other people choose for us.
Right.
And so just to decide what is it that I want to do and then do that. So this workshop that I have, it's like to ask you, you know, okay, so what are the qualities that are really important to you? And consider that. It's really fun in a workshop because, like, if you have 20 people there, and you've got 16 qualities, and then I have people go and stand under the word that's their quality. And because we tend to think that everybody's just like I am. Everybody's thinking what I'm thinking. Everybody's, you know, or at least the smart people, right?
Right, yeah.
Are thinking like I am.
Yeah, those that think they're smart.
But, you know, when you get up and one person says honesty is their number one quality that they value, and somebody else says family cohesiveness is that. And I actually had a man one time say cleanliness was his number one
cleanliness
quality. And I thought, oh boy, it's a good thing I'm not married to him.
Yeah.
It would be
goodness.
A problem.
Cleanliness.
Yeah. But
what is next to godliness?
That's what Benjamin Franklin said.
That's right.
Yeah. So I think it's just really looking at what is important to me. What are the experiences that I've had that I've enjoyed and that I would like to build on? You know, what are the skills that I've developed through those, you know, learning and earning years, that maybe in your earning years you have this skill that you did that you did before you had a family,
right?
But now you do have more freedom. It's like,
right,
you know, you have grandchildren and they take way less time than your kids did.
Yeah,
they're
kind
of more fun too, aren't they?
A lot more fun.
And so now, even if you do have a lot of family and you have those events, you still have your own time and your own life. And I think I have worked with some coaches in helping me kind of develop and brand and build this. And one of the things that they kept asking me at the beginning is, what are you selling? You know, what do you want to sell people?
Mm-hmm.
And sell, not in the get money for it, but, you know, what's your message?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what I really came down to is, I just want to help people at the end of their life to look back and be fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
And say, I made conscious, intentional choices to live my life on purpose.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, I have a friend of mine who... she just exists to be available for her grandkids.
Mm-hmm.
She'll go on vacation with them. She gives up her own time. She babysits for them. You know, I love my grandkids.
Yeah.
And I like spending some time with them.
Mm-hmm.
But I am not passionate about being the second parent to my grandchildren.
Right.
Her best third is doing for her grandchildren and her son and his wife what she really felt she missed out on.
Sure.
You know, my best third looks totally different.
Right.
You know, my
right.
best third is helping people figure out how can they design their best third.
Yeah. You know, I love it. Yeah. No, and I think it really does depend on what you want to do. Because when I was younger, I mean, it's funny because I wanted to do everything. I had a photography, a dark room, and I ran a photography studio for a while. I thought, oh, wouldn't it be fun to be a pilot? Wouldn't it be fun to be a writer? Wouldn't it be fun? I mean, all these different interests just kind of consume me. And I never really could settle on just one. And so I went into real estate. And the funny thing about in commercial real estate, you know, is I get to use my photography skills, you know, because, you know, I have to take pictures of properties. We take aerial photos. So I get to be in the air. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm not flying the plane, but, you know, we're doing the aerial photos. And I do a lot with writing because of my blogs and this, that, and the other thing. So I'm actually expressing all the things that I like to do when I thought I wanted to make a career of within the realm of my real estate practice. But now that I'm getting in the third, I'm thinking, like, you know, what could I do if I'm not going to work as intensely as I'm mm-hmm. working now?
Right.
And really, you know, and there's just a lot of stuff like that you want to explore. Like, I'm teaching myself to play the piano, and I can play 27 of the hymns in our hymn book now, and I want to be able to do that. You know, maybe if we go on a mission somewhere, I'd like to be able to play the piano while they sing the hymns in church. So the things that are that we never did for ourselves before, or maybe we allow some time for.
Absolutely. And in great personal contrast to this, is one of the things I have decided I am not going to do in my third is try to become a good pianist.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't expect to be a virtuoso. I just want to play, because I play the guitar and I write songs.
Yeah.
And I like to do that.
Well, I just think it's just such a great example, though.
Yeah.
It's not a, it's
unique and
yes.
And it's personal.
It's about your best
right.
third, not the best
right,
third.
Right,
like, yeah.
Right. Somebody else's idea. We're out of time, but before we go, how can people connect with you? How can they get more information?
Everything is on my website, yourbestthirdthird.com.
Great.
My email is debbie@yourbestthirdthird.com. Okay. There is that free quiz right at the beginning. So cool. If people want to get started, they can just log on. It's very simple. And it's real easy to sign up there for my newsletter also.
Wonderful. Debbie Hensley, Your Best Third Third. Thank you so much for being
thank
on the show
you.
Today.
Thank you. My pleasure.
And thank you for listening each week.